Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Matthew 4. In verse 4, the Word of God says, and I'm reading in a different translation. If you're following along, you may not see this written this way, but it's the same meaning. Reading in the Kenneth Weiss translation. It has been written, and is at present on record, not upon the basis of bread only shall the individual live, but upon the basis of every word proceeding out of God's mouth. You want to know how to live? You live by the Word of God. God is proclaiming His Word. When you guys are sitting in church, it's not that you're just sitting here listening to a message. There's more going on than that. The Holy Spirit inside of you is examining your life right now as we speak. He's examining your thoughts. He's examining what's been going on this week. He's examining everything about you. And He's going to speak to you through the message. That is the word in Greek called rhema. Now, normally when we talk about the Word of God in the Greek language, and we go to the Greek because the Bible, this part of it was written in the Greek. So we have to look at what that language is really saying to quite get it, because sometimes things can be lost in translation. But normally the word for the Word of God is logos. But here it's different. It's rhema. Logos is simply that which is proclaimed, that which is spoken. But rhema is when God takes that which is spoken and He starts to use it for you. Have you ever been in church and the pastor is saying something that is about you? Has that ever happened to you? Now, the pastor did not know this. But all of a sudden, there's a situation that you have recently encountered and the message is talking about that situation. Have you ever had that happen? I know I've had that happen many times. Most people have that happen. That's called rhema. That's what we're talking about. That's the Holy Spirit actually speaking to you through what the pastor is saying. It's not that the pastor is speaking to you. No, the Holy Spirit is simply using those words and bringing them to you as a message. That's what you live by. One of the things that people have trouble with, and it's a very normal thing to do, but it gets us in trouble, is that we lean on our own understanding. We rely on what we can understand. We rely on the way we think, and that seems perfectly reasonable, and to some extent, it is reasonable. What else are we going to do, right? Well, God says don't do that. In Proverbs 3:5, He says, do not lean on your own understanding. So you say to yourself, well, what am I going to do? And it says there, trust in the Lord with all your heart. What I'm going to do is I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to trust what He says, even though I may not completely understand what's going on. Let me ask you guys something. How many of you know what's going to happen today? Show of hands. I know what's going to happen today. And you say that because you have a plan, right? The trouble is, how do you know your plan's going to work out? It may work out, it may not work out. You don't know. For all we know, something is going to happen and all of our plans are going to change in just a few minutes. We don't know that that's not coming. Let me ask you, the person next to you, what are they thinking at this very moment? Do you know? Well, you may have some idea because you know the person, but you don't really know. But if you lean on your own understanding, you say, well, I have my plans and therefore I know what's going to happen today, or I know that person, so I know what they're thinking. Well, that's leaning on your own understanding. The Word of God says you don't do that. You trust in the Lord. You go with what God says. You go with the Word of God. And then you'll have something to work with. Now, you do, I imagine, want a successful life. How many people want a successful life? Show of hands. How many people want to be well rewarded in heaven? Show of hands. How many people want to be declared to be total losers? Show of hands. Okay, we all want a successful life. We all want to be rewarded well in heaven. This is how you go about it. The first thing you do is you don't lean on your own understanding. You trust in the Lord with all your heart. What happens when you trust in the Lord with all your heart? How do you go about that? Because there is a way to go about that. In John 16:13, the Word of God says that the Holy Spirit will guide you in all truth. What's amazing to me is how faithful He is to do that. And all truth means just that. God knows the reality of reality. Let me put it this way. God knows from an eternal perspective where He can see the beginning and the end and every point in between at the same time, where He knows what people are thinking, where He knows what people are doing, where He knows what's going on, where nobody can see, where nobody can hear. He's completely aware of it. And He will guide you according to what He knows. That's a lot better than going according to what I know. Let me give you an example. Several years ago, I was called to a jury. And it was a case where a lady and a man were driving two cars and they were in a car crash. And he hit the side of her car and she wanted money from him for damages. And so she was suing him. They were picking the jury. Before the trial begins, a jury gets selected. There's a bunch of people and they pick 12 of them. The lawyers in that process describe what's happening. As I was listening to this, it was really hard to say, well, who's right? Because he's saying she was at fault, she's saying he was at fault, who's right? I wasn't there. So I asked God, God, what's the real story here? And the Holy Spirit, not out loud, but He spoke to my heart and He said, she's trying to skin him. And that's exactly how He put it. She's trying to skin him. And so I already knew what the real story was. And as the trial progressed, her lawyer described the accident. She had turned into a parking lot and a man was going to go past her. And then she turned out again because she wanted to do a U-turn using the entrance to the parking lot to give herself a little more room. And then she turned left right in front of him as he was passing her and he hit her in the side. Now, she said that that was a place where he had no right to pass. He said, no, he did have a right to pass there. And on the roads, you can tell who can pass by the lines on the roads. Well, I knew the spot. I drove past that spot every single day for about 5 years. I knew the spot. And I knew what the road was like there, and I knew what the lines were like there. And she was lying. Her lawyer was lying. And I knew her lawyer was lying, because I knew the spot. You see, God had told me ahead of time, she's trying to skin him. And then she said other things that really made no sense at all about how it happened. But if you actually thought it through, you're right, this is ridiculous. Things can't happen like that. And so the guy was right. She was trying to get money out of him, but she was at fault. And so, you know, we let the guy off. Now, here's the point to that. The Holy Spirit guides you in all truth. You can't lean on your understanding, but the Holy Spirit's understanding is going to be given to you when you ask Him for it. When that takes place, because really the truth is the Word of God, when that takes place in John 17:17, because the Word of God is truth, Jesus says there, you will be set apart unto God's purpose by the Word of God, by the truth. What you really want in your life is the truth that's found in the Word of God. That is the thing that will give you great purpose. That's the thing that will make you very successful. That's the thing that will cause you to be well rewarded in heaven. So what you're looking for is for the Word of God. Now, in 2 Timothy 3, the Word of God says that all Scripture is God-breathed. What that means is that God spoke the Scriptures. He spoke it to people who wrote it down. All Scripture is God-breathed. And then it says, it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So, doctrine, this is big. Doctrine is how to think with God. The Bible tells you how to think with God. How to know the truth. You know it through the Bible. Once you know the truth, you know how to think with God. Let me ask you something. Who's smarter, the average person or God? I would say God, wouldn't you? Who's smarter, Albert Einstein or God? I would say God, wouldn't you? Who's smarter, the smartest person who ever lived or God? I would say God, wouldn't you? You see, that's the thing. You can have the mind of God. And you get it from the Bible. God tells you what He thinks about everything in the Bible. So when you're listening to a message, you're not just kind of hearing an idea, no. In 1 Thessalonians 2, you're listening to the Word of God. It's not that the person has anything going on. It's that the Holy Spirit gives the person the words. And you're listening to the words the Holy Spirit gives, and the person repeats. That's what you're hearing. When that comes, you are receiving the truth of the Word of God. That's how it works. Now, you have to make sure that the person's going according to the Bible. If he's just making it up, forget it. But if he's giving it to you from the Bible, then it is the Word of God. When you have that, you learn to think with the mind of God. You learn to understand things. You learn to figure out what's what. All of a sudden, something happens and you know what's going on. Nobody can see it, but you know it. Because you're thinking about it from the mind of God. That's the goal. That's what God wants for every human being. By the way, that's called discernment. When you know what's going on, even though you can't see it. And you're quite confident because you know where it's coming from. It's coming from the mind of God. When you hear the Word of God, you're receiving the mind of God. The Word of God says in Habakkuk 2:4 that the just live by faith. Well, in Romans 10:17, the Word of God says that faith comes by hearing. The just person is the one who's right with God. That person lives by faith, and their faith, in Romans 10:17, comes by the hearing of the Word of God. What you're doing right now is building you into just people, into people who are right with God. It's building your faith because the Word of God is going to enter into your thinking, and that's what it wants to do. That's what God desires it to do. It's going to become your frame of reference. In other words, that's the basis on which you start to think, and then you'll be thinking in truth. Then you're going to think in reality. Then you're going to understand things that God understands that other people may not understand if they don't have the Word of God. The just live by faith, which comes from hearing of the Word of God. So you guys can have the mind of Christ. That's how you have it. And when you have the mind of Christ, you understand all truth. You see into the nature of all things. It's very difficult to fool somebody who has the mind of Christ, because they're receiving something from God Himself. And they're thinking with His thoughts. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.